May 20 taon na ang nakalipas simula nang nagsuot ng bulletproof vest ang Noy punong ministro John Howard sa isang rally kung saan kanyang ikinatuwiran kung bakit kailangang magkaroon ng gun amnesty at tinatawag na buyback scheme ng taong 1976. Naging kontrobersyal ang hakbang noong mga panahong yon. Ngunit kung ang mga tagapagtaguyod ng gun control ang tatanungin, ito ang dahilan kung bakit di na naulit muli ang nangyaring massacre sa Port Arthur. Sinabi ni John Howard sa programang Insight sa SBS, noong mga panahong yoy, naramdaman niyang may obligasyon siyang magdesisyon at isakatuparan nito agad.
35 innocent men, women and children, Australians, others had been murdered. And then I thought to myself, well, I've got to do something about this.
Sa pamamagitan ng National Firearms Agreement at Gun Buyback Scheme, daang-daang libong armas ang sinira matapos ang amnestiya. Ngunit matapos ang 2 dekada, hindi pa rin masaya ang mga tagapagtaguyod. Si Graham Park mula Shooters Union of Queensland.
The way it was done was a major mistake that has now helped create a huge stockpile of illegal firearms in this country.
Isang baril na nabili sa illegal na pamamaraan ang nakapatay sa accountant na si Curtis Cheng sa labas ng himpila ng New South Wales Police sa kanlurang bahagi ng Sydney ng nakarang taon. Isang puntong diniin ni Robert Brown mula New South Wales Shooters and Fishers Party noong gabi ng nasabing talakayan.
The firearm that killed your father was a 38 Smith & Wesson. It's a revolver.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the old police firearms. It had never been registered in Australia.
Nanawagan naman para sa pagkilos ang anak ng yumaong si Curtis Cheng, Alpha Cheng.
Are our gun laws adequate in protecting us? Do we need another amnesty to remove guns and weapons?
Sinabi ni John Howard, maaaring mahalagang maisalang-alang ang ideya.
But I think an amnesty would be a good idea.
Have you had a word to Malcolm Turnbull about this?
Well, no, I haven't at present. I'm asked tonight, would I favour it? Yes. But that doesn't mean as I've been campaigning for it.
Sa taong ito, masasaksihan ang pinakamalaking pagtitipon at paggunita simula nung 10th anibersaryo ng naganap ang pagbaril sa Port Arthur.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.